Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. What if you could turn back the clock and retrace the steps of a musical icon? For Hinesburg musician Rick Polleri and New York City musician George Mann, that very scenario became reality this summer when they traveled the country playing in the same towns and sometimes the same venues as a group called the Almanac Singers. That original group included Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. Joining me now to talk about the tour and his hero and mentor, Pete Seeger, is Rick Polleri. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about the Almanac Singers and this tour that they went on in 1941?
Well, the Almanac Singers were a really interesting group because they were politically motivated, first of all. And it was the only group that Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie actually were in together. It was also a kind of a communal group. So depending on the year, I mean, they weren't together very, very long, but different people would join in. And so this project that we were doing was about the really original core group of the Almanac Singers, that being Pete Seeger, Lee Hayes, who later was in the Weavers, Mill Lampell, and Woody Guthrie. They really wanted to have a singing labor movement because they thought that if you could get the union singing, then peace and brotherhood are sure to follow.
And they were doing this sometimes at labor halls and staying with labor union organizers
as well. Yes, yes, yes. Right from the very beginning, Pete was interested in collecting labor songs, and so was Lee Hayes. And so when this whole idea came about doing a national tour of union halls, Millard Lampell, who was really sort of the aggressive guy, he started working together with union people and getting all of these different union halls to sponsor the Almanac Singers. And Jane, you know, before Jack Kerouac hit the road, there was these bohemians in this 1932 midnight blue Buick car going from union hall to union hall with guitars and banjos singing people songs.
But it's one thing to be kind of enamored with the romance of that, and another thing to decide 30 years later, or 70 years later, excuse me, you're going to do it yourself. What in the world led you to think, oh, this is something I need to do?
I realized that this would be really an interesting idea to try to recreate this tour. And at that time, a lot of the old almanacs were still alive. And so I tried, and I didn't have enough experience at the time, and the unions weren't interested. When I would call them, they weren't interested in remembering the almanacs. And then I started singing with a talented labor singer named George Mann. And he used to work for local 802 Musicians Union in New York. And he said,
"Well, that's ironic, isn't it? Local 802?
Yeah, it is." And he got excited and he said, "Rick, I think that we can do this." And before you know it, we started working on the idea. And he kind of started booking the tour right away, so there was no turning back.
Well, you came out with an accompanying CD that you sold along the way as you, mm-hmm. you went on these tour stops all across the country and back. So let's hear one of the songs from the CD. Which side are you on? Let's listen to that.
Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old union has come here to dwell. Which side are you on? 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 My daddy was a miner, now he's in the air and the sun, but he'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
So you can hear the politics in that very song.
Oh, yes.
You were performing the original songs of the Almanac Singers on this tour. How were they received at these labor halls?
I'll tell you, Jane, it was exciting. As we traveled across the country, we did 9,000 miles in union and labor halls across America, trying as best we could to navigate that dusty old trail that the Almanacs sang along. And as you can see, when George and I were recording these songs, we didn't want to change them. We felt very strongly that, you know, these songs are just as strong in their original way, the way that they were performed. And when we played in Kansas City, they said to us, you know, we used to get together once a month and sing the old labor songs. after hearing your concert, we're going to start doing that again.
You must have had some pretty fun adventures yourself on this tour. I mean, you can plan as concisely and as detailed a plan as you want, but things don't always go quite the way you expect.
No. The one thing that you have to understand about the original 1941 tour is they had to have a car. According to Mill Lampell, his family knew a gangster by the name of Joey the Mouth. And Joey had a touring car, which became available, and that's what they traveled in. It had bulletproof glass, as Pete recalls, and lead shields. It only got 7 miles per gallon. Now, we did a lot better. We were able to rent a Ford Focus that got almost 40 miles. But the thing was about, as we traveled along, there were a lot of really beautiful moments with the people that we stayed with, because we didn't stay in many hotels. If the union gave us a hotel, we stayed there. If the union people wanted to invite us into their homes, we were there. But when we were in Spokane playing for the Steelworkers Union, they said, well, we've got you a campsite. Now, Jane, that would have been great if we would have had a tent. And so we were saying, what are we going to do? And at that evening, right before the intermission, I said, well, folks, there are two ways today that you can take us home. You can get our CD or you can take us home. And a young Mormon family came up and they said, do you really need a place to stay? Stay with us tonight.
Oh, and that... It feels like it kind of embodied the spirit of what you were trying to do anyway.
There is good America out there. In the core of this country, Jane, there are good people. And when you do a tour like this, you find them.
Let's hear another song from the album, Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Let's listen to that.
The boss comes up to me with a $5 bill, says, whiskey boy and drink your fill. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line. I am a union man, gonna leave you behind. Red-headed woman took me out to dine, said, love me, baby.
I'm talking with Rick Polleri, who along with musician George Mann retraced the steps of the Almanac Singers, who made a tour of union halls around the country in 1941. George and Rick retraced their steps and retraced their music, including songs like that, Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Now, the Almanac Singers, of course, had Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger in them. And you formed quite a relationship with Pete Seeger that's ongoing.
Yeah, I met Pete when I was only 19, and I've been friends with him for a long time. He was a mentor. And in the recent years, we've been visiting a lot. We sit down and we talk a lot about different ideas. And when I talked about this project, he was really excited. And we were able to do two interviews. And it was like, you know, having a family conversation.
Let's hear. You recorded, as you said, Pete Seeger, and you included some of those recordings on the CD, The Almanac Trail. So let's listen to Pete Seeger himself in his own words.
When we got to Berkeley, they were having a union meeting, a great big union meeting. And when we walked down the aisle, I heard some longshoremen say, what the hell's a bunch of hillbilly singers coming here for? We got work to do. And when we sang the ballad of Harry Bridges, we got a standing ovation. And we might have sung it twice for all I know, because they were just cheering. And when we walked down the aisle on our way out, they slapped Woody on the back so hard he almost knocked him over.
Pete Seeger is still going pretty strong there at 94.
Oh, he just sang at Farm Aid. Can you believe it? He got up. There was like two in the morning. There was Pete. Yeah, he is an icon and a wonderful friend to so many of us. He's been the guiding light for all of these years. And Jane, I think one of the things about this project, this was a way of saying thank you to Pete. Thank you for everything that you've done and celebrating his first group. This is where it all started for Pete, was with the Almanac Singers, and to recreate not only the songs on the CD, but to recreate the actual tour, I think was a pretty good way of saying thanks.
Well, Rick Polleri, thanks to you for sharing a little bit of your experience on the tour with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jane.
Rick Polleri and George Mann will be performing at Radio Bean in Burlington next Friday evening at 10.